Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. We've been keeping close tabs on the latest variant of a variant, if you will, of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that is the Omicron variant, subvariant, and how that's gaining even more international attention. For more on this and to break this down further, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's own Anjali Kamlani joining us now. Anjali, what should we need to know about this?
Well, what we do know is that it is increasingly transmissible. So let's break down what this is. This is the subvariant BA2, which is sort of a sibling to Omicron. And we've, of course, seen how Omicron has spread like wildfire throughout the world, becoming almost 100% of cases here in the U.S. We're now expecting to see that same concern arise in some other countries. Right now, it's already a concern. Right now in Denmark, we know that it's a majority of cases. We know in South Africa, there's growing concern. While it remains something that health experts are keeping an eye on when it comes to the U.S., there is no doubt that it is more transmissible than Omicron as well. And so what we're looking at is just waiting to see, how it spreads, whether or not the current surge is extended as a result of that. And that had been the fear as soon as it was first identified. We know that right now in the U.S., we're still seeing deaths continue to rise from that initial surge of Omicron. So just to point out, of course, we know the statistics do point to largely unvaccinated or immunocompromised or vulnerable individuals that are dying, even though we do currently have, vaccines available. So there's still some concern there among health experts about what an additional variant and the impact of that could be here in the U.S. Back to you.
And thanks so much, Anjali Kamlani. And to go further on this, let's bring in Dr. Asha Shah, Director of Infectious Diseases at Stanford Health. Doctor, thanks for taking the time here with us today. Based on what we know to this point about the transmissibility, and the severity of symptoms of the subvariant of the Omicron variant exhibits, the amount of time that lapses between the identification and the spread that's perhaps already taken place, what do we know about that particular window, and how are we narrowing that?
Well, I think that BA2 has actually been around for quite some time. BA1 and BA2 came from the same ancestor strain of Omicron. So calling them siblings is really accurate. And that's how I explain it to people. So we know that BA2 is circulating in the United States along with BA1. It's called the stealth variant because it doesn't have that S gene target failure that some laboratories use to detect Omicron BA1. But the fact that it's more transmissible and perhaps not as severe could potentially be a good thing in terms of getting more towards population immunity from COVID in general.
Doctor, this is Emily here. Thank you so much for your time. What is our best course of action for addressing future variants that are likely going to be emerging for COVID-19? Is it going to be variant-specific vaccines, since we know Pfizer and Moderna are working on those Omicron-specific vaccines? Or what other courses of action can we take?
I think that the vaccines are our most important tool. And I think the fact that that technology exists and that these companies are working on new formulations is a smart way to move forward. And I do think we're going to get to a point where perhaps we get a COVID booster at a regular interval that perhaps contains the most predominant variants from the last COVID season, similar to what we do for influenza. So I do think the best way for our country to respond to this is to really encourage everyone to get up to date on their vaccinations. There's still a lot of people that have not received a single dose of a COVID vaccine, and that's a problem. And that's what we saw, what was overriding the hospitals through this last Omicron surge. We have to get everyone vaccinated with this very effective tool. That's the way we move forward.
I think you mentioned something very key a moment ago as well with regard to the correlation between this spread, yet less severity there, and then additionally the efforts that we have seen on the vaccination and other precautions front that we have taken, and primarily through vaccines providing that herd immunity and having less severity or less severe reactions when you do have a more transmissible variant. How should we be thinking about the new variants as a population when they do emerge, even if we do have a less severe yet higher transmissible rate?
The hope is that as these variants emerge, that if they do become less and less severe, COVID-19 may soon become like a common cold. As we continue to increase vaccine uptake in the community, as more folks get infected with various strains of COVID-19. Both of those things combined contribute to the immunity in the population as a whole. And that will kind of help contribute to the shift from pandemic to endemic, and not thinking about COVID first thing when you're making social plans or making travel plans, that this becomes like many of the other coronaviruses that circulate in the community. That will likely take some time, but this may be, you know, a shift in that direction.
You mentioned travel, and on that front, earlier this week, the lobbying group Airlines for America and a number of other travel associations asked the Biden administration to drop COVID testing requirements for vaccinated passengers for flights into the U.S. Now, clearly, these companies have an interest in removing hurdles to international travel, but is now the time to be lifting testing requirements for cross-border travel, even for the vaccinated?
So it depends on that definition of fully vaccinated. I think that that would make sense if those travelers were up to date with their vaccinations, meaning that they've received a booster, because we've seen how effective that booster is in further protecting individuals from severe disease, hospitalization, and death, and in fact, even from getting infected. What the definition of a vaccination or full vaccination is remains, you know, to be seen. But I do think it's reasonable to ultimately relax some of those testing requirements if individuals are up to date.